What is up, dreamers?
Oh my goodness!
Oh, that was a very unoriginal but very enthusiastic start to the episode, Smith. Well done.
Damn right.
It's Wednesday the 6th of April. April already, I can't believe it. And this is the Get Lucid podcast, the podcast all about lucid dreaming. My name is Joe, and with me once again is the juicy Thomas Smith. How's it going, Smith, sir?
It's going wonderful. How's it going for you?
You're on the trend of asking me every episode now, aren't you? After you felt guilty about not asking me.
I'll do it now and again. How are you? Come on.
I'm doing wonderful. Absolutely.
Have you?
Wonderful. We're just so busy all the time.
I know. I feel upset that we didn't do an episode last week, but it's all this bloody cycling.
Cycling, lucid this, lucid that, people asking us to do this,
I've even had a dream where I've been cycling. I'm cycling in my dreams now, doing it that often. Horrific.
I was just about to talk about dreams as if it's not a podcast about dreaming. I was just about like, oh yeah, off topic. I had this dream, right? I know we've been mega busy and it's been a bit of a struggle obtaining lucidity, but have you actually obtained lucidity in the 2 weeks that we haven't been sort of podcasting?
Oh, yes.
You have? Oh.
Yeah, I have. So.
Well, would you like to talk about it? Because.
Yeah, can do. All right. Yeah, let's do it. Well, I have to admit, you know, because we've been busy, I on average now, I'd say I get lucid once or twice a week. But it hasn't been for very long. I'll really briefly talk about one of the times. Oh, yeah. I went on that Dream Views thing, the forum. And I just like reading through random forums. There's loads of interesting stuff on it. And you know, like how we laugh about some of the, like, to stabilize a dream when we're like in our desks and like touching everything.
Yeah.
One of the guys, the thing was just like, oh yeah, usually when I try and stabilize a dream, I lick the floor.
Lick the floor.
Yeah. I don't know who it was or what post.
Collect the
like,
dust.
The floor.
Wow.
He licks the floor. So I got this is it. I was in a dream, but literally I woke up in my bedroom. And it was pitch blackness.
Right.
So I just thought, I didn't think I was dreaming at first. I thought I just woke up in my bed and I went to turn the light on. Didn't work. And I was like, but immediately I thought, nah, the fuse must have gone because it was pitch black. It just didn't seem dreamlike at all.
Right.
Went over to, like, felt my way in the darkness over to the other light in my room and that didn't come on. And I was like, maybe this is a dream. Opened the door. And the hall light was on, and the whole hall was just massively fuzzy. And I was like, oh, massive dream, definitely dreaming. And I was like, because it's fuzzy, you know, it's sort of like not stable at all, and it could go at any moment. And I started feeling the walls, and I was like, hang on, that bloke said, lick the floor? So I started licking the carpet. Ugh. And I'm not like a lesbian euphemism here.
Well, you're not a lesbian if you lick carpet and you're a male.
Well, no, I'm not,
but you're straight, Smith. Like unless you're talking about some sort of gooch hair, but.
Oh, no gooch hair.
Oh, well, there you go.
Just a standard carpet. Anyway, I was licking this carpet, and I was like, stabilise. and then I shut my eyes to, like, because it almost felt like the carpet was moving away. Did a massive lick, and as I opened my eyes, I woke up in waking state, and I licked my arm, because I was sleeping on my arm. I was like, what the fuck?
So it just melded into a waking state.
Yeah, it was an action I was doing in a dream, and then I was just like, "What?"
There's been a couple of times that I've sort of cracked that out by accident, and it it's quite funny because you're involved in the dream, and you wake up and you carry it on a little bit, and then you completely realise that you're awake, and you feel like such a fool, and you think like, "Shit, if anyone was genuinely watching that, they would have seen me wake up and rub a wall or like lick my hand."
And you'd be like, and they're the ones we talk about. The other ones, yeah. God. They're horrific.
But, wake up with a massive bone.
I don't know if that lick in the floor is good or not. I think
it's all personal. Maybe. Like naturally, instinctively, we both sort of did the same sort of thing. And I don't know if this is to do with personality or what, but we're quite, you know, we're quite random. So we just sort of I reckon, just got straight on it. Like, as soon as we realise we're losing, it's like, yeah, rub everything. Like, whereas some, yeah, some people are a bit
that
more...
That would feel a bit strange to people that are, like, a bit more normal.
Yeah, some people might sort of call out, like, increase lucidity and, you know, I don't know, stuff like that. And
we just dived in head first.
I was just literally just rubbing everything up. Like, oh, yeah, sand it down, make it smooth. So...
But, like, you do this in waking life now. Like, I'll like, what, rub shit? And stuff. Oh, I've let the cat out of the bag now, haven't I?
Yeah. Because I don't really do
I just
that.
I just go around rubbing the public. Are you real?
Oh, you good luck. Rub.
Don't run away. Come back,
love.
No, but like if I'm, you know, like we say, like, oh, check if I'm dreaming. Like I sort of adopted the whole dreaming side. We talked about this before. Like, you know, when I go around rubbing things, like, you make me sound like a mentalist now.
No, it's not me who's making it sound like it.
No, but like.
You're talking.
It's just. It's also that idea of getting used to the
I know what you mean
differences. I've and like I'll rub walls in waking state, and but also it reminds you to do it in a dream. You can be lucid in a dream but still not be fully, like, your brain's not fully sort of thinking as it would normally. Yeah, like you don't always realize something of it, and then when you wake up and you're like, I was lucid, why didn't I go about doing something.
It's almost
different.
A semi-lucid, like, you know you're in a dream but you're still getting thrown about, so
yeah, exactly.
It's so like weird.
The more like it's almost like lucid living. I wanted to bring this phrase in because I've read about this recently, which is like sort of adopting the whole lucid thing into life as a whole. Like,
so it's more of a lifestyle rather than just a gimmick.
Well, I think if you adopt it as a lifestyle. If you say just do a few reality tests now and again, I mean, you're not going to get lucid like constantly. But, like, me and you are achieving to do it constantly. So we're, I think you almost have to adopt this like lucid living state where like you're just constantly, I don't know,
aware.
Always look on the lookout. Yeah. Always.
I think, and also like, you know, you said,
every moment is a possible dream scenario. Even us sitting here doing this podcast, this could be a dream right now.
But
and I know
is,
that
it's
sounds
reminded. It's being reminded of that fact. That's the hard part. Like you forget during because everything's going on. I mean, especially recently because of the massive busyness that's just, you know, overshadowed everything. We're just getting engulfed by this awful busyness.
I love it though.
Oh yeah, it's,
I love being busy.
It's cool, but I mean, it is hindering my lucid dreaming.
Yeah, but if you think about it, it's a really good thing that if you're constantly questioning if you're dreaming or like testing your reality whilst you're this busy. I mean, means you're properly alert. But I'm obviously we're not as much because
what I was like when I.
Were less busy.
Yeah, like, you know, when it was Christmas time and you have Christmas time off work and all that stuff. I got lucid loads because I had nothing to do. So I literally just sat there and was like, well, you know, I'm going to be in a dream soon. I know that.
Yeah.
Like, and you had that time to think about being in a dream rather than, oh, what went on today? What could, like, you know, your mind.
It's
difficult to get rid of that and relax, you know.
It's like recently I because we do the cycling. Mm. Sometimes I want to do like a 20 mile bike ride before going to work. I have to get up early.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I find that, you know, the lucidity kicks in massively around 10 a.m. for me, 9 till 10.
Right.
So I oversleep like the 8 hours, but I still seem to get like loads of dreams in that period.
Yeah.
But because I'm like the, like I have a micro awakening and I'll be like, oh, I've sort of got half an hour. And I'm like, I almost like say to myself, I don't really have time to I won't have time to get back to sleep and have a lucid like dream. And then a chance to get lucid. I've just got to get up and go. So we're cutting down our things. But if you are like, you know, if you're proper working loads and you're well busy all the time, if you can like figure out to just constantly question the dream state all the time whilst you're that engrossed in something, I think it'll make you get lucid well easy.
Yeah, well, but that obviously you say easy.
But
it is that's the hard part, isn't it? Well, we won't get into that debate again. After you fucked it up last time.
Well.
Anyway, I mean, I didn't have any lucid experience. I will say I am starting to grasp dream recall again. Like, you know, you know, I had that period of time where I literally could just, you know, pick them out of anywhere. And it was awesome. I'm starting to get back to that stage now. Like I was talking about that. I had a pick a mix in a dream a couple of nights ago. I was like,
oh, you had one in a dream?
Yeah,
what was in it? Dream sweets?
It was loads of cool shit, like brownies and fudge and crazy
instead
shit.
Of jelly babies, you had naked women.
Nah, but there were...
Oh, not babies. Yeah, oh.
Yeah, it wasn't even women involved, I know. It was just an awesome dream. Well, you brought it up.
No, like, and can you remember the taste of the sweets, even though you weren't lucid?
I didn't eat them. I didn't actually eat them.
Why?
Because I had them in my hand. I queued up for ages, and I was talking to the bloke that was serving me, and he was like, look, your film's going to start now. I was like, I'm not watching a film. I was watching a StarCraft game. It was quite ridiculous. So I went into the cinema. Right? Yeah, I went into the cinema, and like, all my family were there.
Full dream.
And it wasn't actually a game. It was some sort of weird anime. It's just every... like when, now that I like remember my dreams quite thoroughly again, it's weird like picking... You can kind of pick together the pieces of your waking life that you know that this has been drawn from.
So, oh, like, yeah, definitely.
You know, obviously I play StarCraft. I have been for like a while. I mean, I don't as much as I used to, but, you know, and I watch it still. Plus your anime bullshit. That's mixed
up. Oh, I've got well into anime. Yeah.
Plus, what's it called, when we went to the IMAX and had the beers, that was in
you,
it.
You've been getting well into gay porn recently as well, so has that had a knock-on effect in your dreams?
Oh, yeah, you know, especially gay donkey porn. They get two male donkeys. That was in the dream, yeah. Could you imagine that? You, like, walk into, like, a little room and there's just
what, a little farm?
Fucking another male donkey. Just be nuts.
But like, yeah, but, like, also, I don't think you get lucid. You just assume it's, like, a YouTube...
Oh, it would be ass to ass. That is... Oh, what the... Like, jackass to ass.
Oh, well, explicit.
Well, I thought it was quite good. Ass to ass.
Lovely. Ass to ass.
Do you get it? Do you get that?
Yeah, I get it. Good. I get it. The donkey's
normally
an ass.
They go over your head, so, you know, I have to make sure.
No, that one went straight in. Received.
So, yeah, that...
Did you have any more dreams? I'll just cut you up there.
No, I didn't. I have had loads of dreams. Like, and, you know, I'm kind of, like, waking up and laughing at some bullshit that happens. Like, the other day I woke up and was like... I was in a charity giving contest, right? And you had to raise loads of money for charity.
Well, that's what we're doing as
but
well.
But to me, giving to charity was eating chicken.
Oh, yeah, it goes back
to
that
shit. So annoying dream logic. So I was sitting there eating this fried chicken, like, oh, I'm going to give so much to charity. Like, just eating as much as I could. Grease all around my face. I was like, yeah, greasy charity. Wait, yeah.
That charity could have been, like, Africa, because they're starving.
Yeah, but it was, though. It was our charity.
So, like,
raising hope.
By me eating all this food,
yeah,
Africa's
was giving to charity. And I woke up, I was like, what am I on? What is going on in this world where...
I think if
Dawn
charity,
French would be the biggest philanthropist on the planet.
She'd be so generous.
Yeah, she would be. It would be outrageous.
It'd be in the news, like, Dawn French, I'm afraid she recently died of a massive heart attack because of a massive charity giving.
She was on Red Nose Day.
She gave away 5,000 hot wings in her lifetime.
Oh man. Oh, poor Dawn French. I love her. She's awesome.
Buried in hot sauce.
Oh dear me. I'm nearly crying. That was quite funny. Oh dear. Well, what were you going to say? Because she said you...
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I actually had a half decent lucid dream as well.
Right.
This was well cheeky. I was in the house again. Woke up in the house.
I'm sure. Right. I'm actually pretty sure now. It's like when you're not in your house, it's really difficult to get lucid because you're so engulfed in the dream already. Like you just... Whereas in, when you're in your house and you notice stuff that's wrong, you're like, hang on a sec. I'm here every day. Like,
yeah.
you could notice it a lot better. I find that I wake up in my house more than any other time, or in places that I've spent a lot of time in, like school. I've woken up at, you know, in school before, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. So go on.
But,
sorry.
Like, yeah. To be fair. Yeah. You're right though. I think pretty much 9 times out of 10, if I'm dreaming, I'm in my room or in my house, I usually obtain lucidity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're so, you know, the slightest thing, it's like dream. Definitely. And, this dream I had, I woke up in the room and I thought it was morning. I wasn't lucid. I was walking downstairs. And my parents were at the table, like, with breakfast, except their breakfast, we all had, like, roast dinners for breakfast.
Right.
And I turned to my mum, I was like, Mum, are you mental? Like, why have we got roast dinners? It's, like, 9 in the morning. We had this last night. She's like, no, just eat it. It's breakfast. I was like, are you serious? She's like, yeah, no, just it's a roast dinner. We're just having them for breakfast. And I was like, I didn't say anything to him, and I went to do the light switch, and the lights weren't normally.
So you're like, relying again on this
No, yeah, but like I've had this before where the reality is bullshit, but I'm still like a bit confused why there's a roast dinner out, you know, at 9 a.m. So I go into the lounge and check the lights, and they're working, and I just go, you know what? This has happened before, like where these reality tests fail. And I was just like, I've just got to trust myself. There's no way we're having a roast dinner for breakfast. And I walked into the kitchen. I was like, you try to fool me, like talking to my parents as if they're like the dream. Yeah. I was like, talking to the dream, like, you're trying to fool me, like pretending this isn't a dream by like the lights working. I was like, you don't fool me, mate. This is definitely a dream. And I just sat down and I was like, check this out. And I just started to try and levitate the stuff on the table.
Right.
And stuff, and at first I couldn't do it, and I was like, I was like, this is rubbish. I know it's a dream, and I know I could do it. And I started making sounds in my vocal cords, like, different pitches. And as soon as I did that, like the stuff started raising, like it was almost like the vibrations made it like levitate. And as I was doing different pitches, it made different objects go in like higher and lower. It's like, it's really strange logic, but it worked. Right. You know, whatever works for you in a lucid dream to get things done, just go and do it. I mean. So that worked for me. And I was just like talking to my parents, like, see, this is definitely a dream. Told you. And they're just like, yeah, well done.
Well done, Thomas.
Like, yeah. I was like, damn right. And that was the end of that. I woke up, but I woke up in another dream and I wasn't lucid. And in fact, I ended up going around to your house.
Oh.
With a bowl of cornflakes. And I sat down with you. I was like, I told you about this dream, basically. And then you're like, do you want some more cereal? I was like, oh, I've already got a bowl of cornflakes, but I'll have another one. Go on. And then I woke up and I was like, why didn't I get lucid from that?
What were you at mine with a bowl of cereal?
I was being a beast in that lucid in that dream scene. Two bowls of cornflakes and I hadn't even finished the first.
Wow, that is a beast. Cool.
But yeah, so I feel well more confident now. Like I had one up on the dream there. Because the dream's like trying to
obviously you've known it before where you know.
Yeah, because we've had this experience now. I've sort of learnt my lessons.
And also because we talk about it on a regular basis, and I think this is quite a good point here, is because we talk about these things with each other so often, and not just each other, we do have other people that are into it, I think it becomes more prominent in our memory. So when we get into these situations again, you know, we think, oh yeah, shit, I've discussed this before.
We've got something to refer back to rather than just being there clueless.
So I think a good tip to anyone that's, you know, struggling with control or, you know, things like that, is to have someone that they can talk to, or you know, a group of people, or, you know, even if it's your mum and dad who don't lucid dream, but get the idea.
I don't know.
What are you on about? My mum and dad are fine with it.
Yeah,
it's only your mum and dad.
I think I'm insane.
Yeah, exactly. My mum knows it's cool. Like it took me a while to sort of describe it, but like I'll say to her, oh, this is what happened, blah 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 blah, and she'll go, oh right, why didn't you try this? And I sort of get feedback from them. And it's
what,
just
so
like,
you go up to your mum and you say, yeah, I pulled out a naked blow up doll the other day and tried to make love to it.
I actually
did. Why didn't you try and shove it in deeper?
I did tell her about that actually.
She told you. You are too open.
Basically, I found it quite funny, and so I thought I'd tell her. She found it funny as well.
You haven't told her about the animal dreams, have you?
That's because they don't exist, Smith. Stop.
Stop trying to pretend they don't.
Well, they don't, so unlucky. You can try all you want, but you know what? One day I'm going to wake up and be like, fuck those donkeys ass to ass in my dream. That was so lame. And I'll just be
you're going to become the farmyard lover.
I'm going to call you up and be like, look, Smith, this is your fault for trying to sex in my mind. That would have been a different film if Leonardo DiCaprio's character was incepting ass to ass donkey sex into people's minds. That would.
Why would you do that?
Why not? You just trying to do it to me?
Oh my god! That guy who's massively rich is just like, yeah, I'm going to pay you like £4 million to make this guy have sex with a donkey. Put a gun to his head to do it. Don't incept it.
Well, I think incepting it would be funnier. Makes it look like it was his choice.
Make it look like it was his idea. Some donkey lover. Let's stop talking about bloody donkeys.
Let's start talking about our main topic this week, which is what we've decided is lucidity struggles, because we've had a barrage of emails from, you know, I reckon about 20 people. Do you reckon it's about 20 people? Of people asking us, you know, you know, little questions about lucid dreaming when they first start. And obviously it's awesome that people are getting to this point where they're in a lucid dream, but they're struggling to sort of break through it, you know, and do what they want to do. Because obviously me and Smith had this exact same thing. We have talked about it in previous episodes many a times, but we thought we'd, you know, recap it. And as there were so many people messaging us and emailing us about the topic, we thought we'd give it a good coverage.
Mm. A good slap.
Good spreading of jam straight over. So, yeah, I was gonna firstly talk about the same experience that we both had, where our vision was misconstrued by like bed clothing. Do you remember that?
Yeah. The almost like you basically can't. Well, I couldn't even get out of bed in my dream because the cover was covering me. Couldn't do anything.
And I sort of, it's weird because it was the same thing but a different take on it. So like I got up and it was almost a comedy thing, like, you know, unwrapping it around my head over and over and over and over, and I was just like, this is really stupid. And in the end I just sort of went, you know what, I'm in a dream, and just ripped it off my face. I felt it rip my mustache off at the time, like rah. Whereas you were just like, you know, I'm fed up with this, I'm going back to sleep. And you tricked your dream into thinking that you were asleep or something, if that's what I remember.
Yeah, it's basically like I sort of just gave in defeat. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna let it be.
Yeah.
And then eventually it just left me alone.
There you go, those are the two methods I think to overcome it. And we've actually polarized it in the fact that I was active and I sort
polarized
of, yeah, one polar opposite to the other.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh my god, you need to start reading a dictionary, Smith.
I do read. I've got all the books.
Anyway, so you had me doing the active thing of ripping something off, and like, you know,
me just being passive. Whereas
yours was the opposite. Yours was like, you know what, I'm gonna let the dream do what it wants. So basically, if we were at gunpoint and we're gonna get bum raped, you let them do it, and I'd put up a fight. That'd be about.
I wouldn't let them do it. I'd plead first.
Plead.
I'd plead my case.
Please don't do this to me.
Yeah, I'm not that placid.
Well, you know.
You know, I did give the dream a bit of a struggle before I let it do what it wanted.
Yeah, fair dues. I just broke through, so there you go.
I dare.
Broke free of its grasp.
But yeah, the key point is not to get frustrated.
Well, you did though.
Yeah, I did, but then I was just thought, you know what, there's no point fighting it. Like, you know, like that tension inside, there's no need for that tension, because I think that tension in itself is what sparks a dream to be more. Nah, mate. Oh, I'm gonna smash you up. Does that make sense?
Kind of. I know what you mean. Like, basically, you're saying that you don't want to tie your emotions to it, and you just want.
Yeah, because I think the more frustrated you get, the more the dream is gonna.
It's gonna fuck you up. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the same in real life. If someone's, you know, trying to annoy you, the more annoyed you get, the funnier it is to that person. So.
Exactly, and that relates back to this sort of lucid living. If you can adopt the same sort of train of thought you have in a lucid dream into life, I think. Because this is what I didn't really get across. I think you'll find that you'll see life a bit differently, and it runs a bit smoother, like you say, in an argument.
Yeah.
If you think about it in a point of what this like this reality is a dream right now, you probably act differently towards the argument.
Yeah.
Because you know that, you know, it's not actually going to do anything. Like, if you just carry on arguing, it's going to make things worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like in a dream, but obviously in a dream you're trying to, you know, you're trying to achieve like this cool lucidity thing, but in waking life you're just sort of concerned with the argument, but you don't really think, like, if you thought of it from the perspective of a dream, basically, you know, things could turn out differently
so,
for you.
So basically we've gone from amateur and aeronauts to life lesson giving people. You're giving out life lessons here,
like,
and there.
Those pyramid people just like, oh, send us £9 a month and we'll sort your life out.
Well, we could charge. Be like, look, everyone, we've got some life lessons here. No, no one would charge us for anything.
Your own life out. It's a mess.
It's just too busy. Too much busyness. But yeah, no, I mean, me and Smith have definitely had our run-ins with the dream, big time. I mean, I've had loads of things to try and overcome, and I think it is partly you gain experience from practice. The more you lucid dream, obviously, the more you can overcome it. But it comes down to your mindset, like Smith said. Like, if you're obviously through our different personalities of me and Smith did something differently to what I did in a pretty similar situation. But we both overcame it without, you know, getting too frustrated. I sort of went, right, that's enough, cut it dead and just ripped it off, whereas Smith said, right, that's enough, I'm gonna just ignore it. So it was just cutting that emotion of frustration from the situation that allowed us to get out. And I think that's the same with other people as well. If you get into a situation where you're the dream's almost winding you up, it's almost like pulling one over, and just sort of say to yourself, look, this is my dream, just that's enough. Or, you know, right, I'll just go with it, just let it go, get on with it. Don't let it annoy you. And I think eventually you'll get over the frustration and you'll have far more dream control, because that's what we found.
And can we bring up this point of, like, that email we got from, is it James Ashcroft? About the pissing in the mouth?
No, that was from...
Who's that? Sorry, I've got that up.
Shit, what's his name? Nick. No, Andy Howlett, sorry. I had someone called Nick
because,
Howlett.
He talked about, like, lucid, but it was sort of in darkness, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was...
And couldn't do anything.
Yeah, no, it was like... it was like he was lucid, but everything was pitch black because he turned the light off to test for reality. Yeah. And the rest of the dream was just in black. So
yeah, and you get frustrated, and then you wake up and you're just like, well, that was just a load of rubbish, that's pointless. But like, this is what I'm going to say to people, like, who like, you get into these sort of situations of like, I got lucid, but like, didn't have any control, like the dream was rubbish, I couldn't do what I wanted to do. Like, you should actually just say instead to yourself, you should be like, I actually got lucid, I achieved lucidity. Yeah. And like be proud, like, give yourself credit for what you've done so far, because, you know, it's like you say, it's practice. So like, you're not instantly going to be like some guru of lucid dreaming. It's like, yeah, get all the women, get it out, drop them little panties. You have to start off slow and unzip the trousers first.
Well, no, then the pants, I think it's actually more that you ask them first. That's probably
the first. Well, you can ask them. You see, you know, it's up to you, personal choice. I just rip them. But what I'm saying is, like, be proud of what you've achieved so far. And because I've had this experience, like, similar, where I went into my hall. And I was lucid, and I was just like, yeah, I can do what I want. You know, I had this mindset of, like, I'm just going to go out and do whatever, just go flying or whatever. And I didn't care, and I just ran towards a wall to, like, run through it, and I just smashed into it, just absolutely smashed into this wall, probably hurt my face, and sort of just like, and the hall's really quite dark, and I was just like, oh, this is awful. Like, I was starting to get a bit frustrated with it, and I was like, I can't go through walls. And I was like, oh, what? I was sort of almost like that sort of similar mindset. I was like, what's the point of this? Like, all this work to get loose in you, it's awful, like, situation. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to lie here. And I just said to myself, I'm going to feel really good. And I just lied on the floor. And I had this feeling of, like, I'm just going to feel really good. And I just started getting, like, an intense, like, euphoria feeling almost. And I just lied there and just felt really happy. Like, I know it's not like, it was a really cool
feeling. It's just an experience, isn't it?
Rather than, like,
it's like getting experience out of something that was probably not going to be going very far.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're in these sort of bad situations where you can't really do much and you start to get frustrated, make the best out of a bad situation. If you're in pitch black, right, and you can't do anything, maybe sit down and just think of something calmly. Like, I don't know, think of the sun. Imagine the sun rising, and just imagine the morning sun, and just think about it for, like, I don't know, like 2 minutes while you're sitting in this dark dream with your eyes shut. And if you open them, you know, you might find that you've actually just, the whole dream scene's changed and you're outside in the morning. Or, like, you can do what I did and just, like, close my eyes and just intend to feel really happy. Like, I don't know, go back to a memory or a moment where you're just, like, cracked a joke or something. I don't know, it sounds a bit lame, but, like, in a dream, you can attain some really high emotions that are almost, like, sort of not possible to get in waking state. So, like, I felt ridiculously, like, euphorified.
Euphoric,
yeah. And it felt really good, even though I was just lying in a dark room.
There you go.
Just make the best out of whatever you got, and be proud of whatever you've achieved so far in lucid dreaming, because you're always going to improve and you're always getting better. So, big up, listeners.
And also, I found that when you have, like, an intention, so say before you go into the dream, you actually have an intention to do something. So, for example, you really want to do a woman, you know, for example, or if you want to do
a donkey.
Or a donkey. if you actually find that
There's no donkeys.
You're focusing too much on that one goal. You know, for example, flying, right? I'll give flying as an example because it's a little less sexual.
How is it sexual at all?
That's what I mean. It's less, a little less. I did say less sexual. There you go.
No sexual.
So say if you want to achieve flying.
Without sex.
You need to, obviously people focus so much on flying itself. So you'll think, right, I've got to do this. I've got to get out in this situation. I've got to fly. I really want to fly. That's all I want to do. I think if you've got that much focus on that one thing, you're going to get more frustrated. I found this definitely at the start was this whole situation of, you know, I wanted to do something. I thought it would be fun. Like, and I kept trying to obtain it. And by doing that, I lost the enjoyment out of the original lucidity. So because of that, I feel that people should actually not go in with long-term goals that they want to do. A lot of people say, yeah, have an idea of what you want to do before the dream. I actually think that's bullshit when you're starting. Don't do that. Go in and sort of give yourself goals as you go, you know. So say if you're in a situation where you're like, right, well, I do have a towel around my face, but what could I do? Oh, I could lie down, like Smith said, and lay down on the floor and think, right, I want to become euphoric. You know, or even close your eyes and just lay there and go, oh, I want to melt through the ground, you know, stuff like that.
It's good saying that, but like, I think it's taken me and you to this point basically to start thinking like that in a lucid dream.
Yeah, but you say that, but yeah, you know, that's the whole point of this podcast is to give people advice of stuff that,
yeah,
you know, so they don't have to go through the frustrations.
Exactly. I'm hoping people will see it like that now, but like you might get too carried away in like the whole idea of getting lucid just gets you so pumped and you know everything goes out the window. Like that's what's definitely happened to me at the start.
Yeah, but I think that's what I'm trying to say though. I'm trying to say that, you know, do let stuff go out the window. Don't get too focused on a goal that you've set yourself before you get into the dream, because
open them windows.
Yeah.
Let the breeze in,
you know,
gust it.
Let stuff just sort of build whilst you're
gust
there.
Gust yourself out.
And if you sort of want to do that, like want to sort of obtain that original goal, you know, let it come over time. It's the same as, you know, in life. You don't completely focus everything you do on one thing. Like otherwise you become tunnel visioned and then everything else will just frustrate you and get in your way. So there you go. I think that those tips should help all these people emailing us saying about frustration and stuff like that. So.
And like also like another point, like because like you said, like we need to.
What was that?
I just tapped the pen out of just. Oh, right. I'm a bit random sometimes. I had two coffees at work. Oh my god! Oh, this is just ridiculous. Before we did this podcast, I ate like a massive fish stew, and I had to do a 7-mile bike ride and leg it home so we could do this. I just feel proper like a bit sick, a bit hyper.
Yeah, so I apologise if it's a bit late. That's why. There you go.
Yeah, I was down in a fish stew and I had to cycle in. By the way, Cafe Rouge have got a new menu and they do some really nice food. So
no one, why are you advertising a company you're going to be working for a month?
They do really good food.
But it's not, though. It's all microwaved.
How dare you?
You know it is. Most of it,
half of it's microwaved.
Exactly.
Mash is made from scratch.
Mash. I'm surprised I don't use smash. For mash, get smash.
But like I said to you like as well, like this whole dreaming thing, it's a whole different side of life that me and you've only just discovered, and for us to sort of almost go around the dream and like act as if like, oh, we know what we can do, what we want, like we're still getting used to this, the dream. It's a whole unknown like place. Like it's literally just like it's like just being born, but you've got a decent brain.
Yeah, but you know, we can like I said,
that was really badly
said. Like I said, the whole point of the podcast is to try and give people, you know, a way to get over their humps, because you know, just because, you know, we've overcame it doesn't mean everyone will. So you can't say, like, oh, don't tell, you know, that's the whole point.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying there's no ever reason to get down about like what you like with your frustration on that, because it's totally natural. This whole dreaming thing, it's a whole new experience, so there's no need to get like sort of like, oh, why can't I do this, or you know, it's just natural, and like you will get better every time you're doing it.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's the same with everything.
Me and Joe are there to just push these slags along. Just give you that.
We're just there to be a comparable, you know, working point, because each as is literally a week by week diary, really, of what we've done. So if you have just started lucid dreaming, it is probably best to listen to, you know, the first episodes and keep going up, because. They literally, each week, we say what we've pretty much what we found out. Like, I mean, the first few episodes, we were just like, yeah, reality tests, they're the tits. They literally work every time. And now we're like, well, they don't really work that well. sorry about that.
Yeah, so people that listen like into like up to episode 4 and then they're just like, I can't bother to listen anymore. I know all about lucid dreaming. They're just like, oh, these guys just talked rubbish.
Yeah. It's like, strange. Yeah.
I mean, you never know, like come season 2, we might be like, oh, whole of season 1 was just a pile of crap.
There you go. You never know. So hopefully, right, anyway, we got a couple of questions this week. So
questions.
This one is from Rob Gullison from Sydney, and he says,
g'day.
Well, should I just read the whole thing? Because we don't really do that. Haven't really done that before. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe. It's up. You decide.
All right, I'll read the whole thing. Rob says, how's it going, lads? Just a quick question. I've tried wilding a few times now, maybe 7 or 8 times, and I get to the point where sleep paralysis engulfs my arms and legs. But as it starts to shoot into my torso, I either lose concentration or pay too much attention to it, and I end up losing it every time. Do you blokes have any tips on getting through that gate, so to say? Also, I have gotten lucid from dildo a few times.
Oh, I love it.
That is awesome. A few times, but at that moment in a dream when lucidity hits, I experience full body tingles. I know it sounds crazy, but it feels really creepy. Have you guys heard about this? Could it mean I have to focus more? I don't know, but I ain't giving up on it. Yeah. Love you blokes. Cheers, Rob from Sydney. So
that, like, he gets to the sort of sleep paralysis stage and he gets like tingles, did you say?
I'm not sure if he means in a dream when lucidity hits, I guess he's saying that I don't know, I guess so, yeah.
Like when you're saying, like, is this normal, like this feeling, like when you like when I had my wilds, you get like ridiculous crazy vibrations, so you think that's weird. When you start getting to like the sort of like crazy vibe, if you get crazy vibrations and when the transition happens, that is when it gets freaky.
See, but I only get little tiny vibrations, little ones.
I mean,
it feels like I'm a phone on silent. I'm like,
I'm just receiving a text.
Whereas you're like, I'm a dildo.
Like, I'm literally one of those chairs on full setting, just like, and like in my mind, I'm just like, oh man, everyone. If anyone came in my room, they'd just see some bloke having
tubing
a
out. Bitch,
like, but actually, in reality, you're just lying there calmly. But it's just, it's that sensation of like switching radio stations, like you said, like the transition. It makes your body feel so weird. But recently, I haven't been able to do wild at all. And
I think that's down to this busyness. I really do.
Well, I also think it's down to my mindset because now I've had a few wilds, I know what to expect. And I'm almost setting myself up for a wild and I'm just like, okay, I'm waiting for the next stage. I will go into a wild and I'm just like, oh, here comes the hypnotic imagery. And, I think my mind is far too concentrated on the whole wild process.
Right.
I think recently I've been trying to do it from a perspective of, okay, I'm going to lie in my bed, have a wild, and then just sort of go to sleep, but try not to think about anything. Like, I always start thinking now about the process, what process I'm in of the wild.
I know what you mean. You kind of, as you're going along, you're like, right, I've done this bit. Next bit's coming. Like, yeah. And that's almost concentrating you too much on it.
The first wild I had, I literally lied there and I didn't know what to expect. And I just lied there and nothing happened. And I was like, right, I'm just going to go to sleep now. But I must have set myself up into the right mind frame went to sleep.
That is the whole point of, you know.
I literally went to sleep and I just noticed that I saw some weird colours and my body just started vibrating massively, and I instantly knew, oh, this is what a wild is, because I've never experienced something so freaky in my entire life. Yeah. And then I turned into a lucid dream.
I think that whole point that you just said of, you know, I said I'm just going to go sleep now, I can't be bothered with this, is that exactly what you should have mind frame to begin with, is you're not actually trying to do all this sleep paralysis stuff, you're literally just trying to fall asleep.
Just keep being aware.
Yeah, so it
There's no need to think about, oh, this is a hypnotic imagery stage.
Yeah.
This is the sleep paralysis stage. You just need to be
falling asleep.
You just need to like turn on that little light switch and just sort of aware of your sort of surroundings. But it's very hard to explain that sort of awareness whilst going asleep.
I just count now. That's actually what I've been doing.
Yeah.
And then I either go into a wild or I wake up, you know, at the stage that's mental. it's quite weird. Like, I'll either have a wild from the count, I'll just sort of be counting, and then it just sort of merges into it, and you walk into it. Or I'll count, and be like, oh my god, shit's gone nuts, and then I'll be like, and I wake up. So
I spilt my pizza mix.
I either sort of pass it, and I'm already in a dream, or I realise I'm in it, I'm attempting a wild, and it's like, oh shit, that's just lost it. So yeah. I think the main key is literally just try and focus on something else and completely forget about all that bullshit, really.
Yeah, and also, like, what I do sometimes as well is, like, allow yourself at least half an hour to do a wild. Like, I always allow, like, I say I'll do a wild, and, like, you get...
For 2 hours. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, when I first started, I'd allow an hour, but, like, because we're so busy, like, I have to fit in my sleep, really, because otherwise, if I'm lying in my bed for, like, an hour or 2 hours trying to attempt a wild, I'm not going to get my sleep in, and I'm going to be knackered to try and...
Oh, right. Oh, you mean... Yeah, but that's once again, this whole outlook of... Yeah. You know, it's wrong, but, a wrong outlook is set yourself a time of how long you're meant to wild. You're not even meant to wild. You're meant to just fall asleep.
Yeah.
So
really,
that's...
It's funny how we apply all this juice to it, but, like, you just fall asleep. Yeah, really.
That is literally what you're trying to do here.
But, like, what I do is now I'll attempt a wild, and I'll be like, nothing, I'm not getting to the right state. And I just sort of say, oh, well, I'll just turn over to my side. So I'll just have a dream induced. I just say it casually to myself, like, I'll just have a dream induced, because I just say to myself, the next thing I see is going to be a dream. I know it's going to be a dream. And I just know it. I just tell myself that as fact. And because you spend that time sort of lying on your back and almost trying to fall asleep, when you turn over, like, after trying to attempt a wild, you usually find yourself, you fall asleep quite quickly. And because you've just only told yourself, you know, I'm going to have a dream, I'm definitely dreaming, I usually find that a dildo kicks in straight away for me.
What, you realise you're in a dream?
Yeah, usually, like, I've had a few dildos from trying to do a wild and then just go, oh, you know what, I'm just going to have a dream induced instead. And it just sort of happens. So maybe try that.
Where, you know, I'll do what you just said, where you attempt. I'm doing the little quotation marks when I say attempt.
Yeah,
I've
been doing the quotation marks as well.
Because really, you shouldn't be attempting to do a wild. You should just be trying to fall asleep, yeah. Which is stupid. Like, in fact, I'm actually going to knock out the use of wild from now on and just be like, yeah, I'm just going to go sleep now. Like, and just consciously keep myself awake rather than, you know, think, right, I'm going to attempt a wild. That's actually out of my vocabulary.
Yeah, exactly. That is the thing that's going to screw you over.
Yeah, it is. It's weird, but... You know.
We've just discovered some juice here.
Well, I mean, we knew it anyway in our mind, but it's difficult to explain to people what they are without going into detail. And I think that's actually its downfall, is because everyone's like, right, there's stages to each bit.
Yeah,
blah,
I know.
Blah, blah,
and too much into it.
Yeah, people just look at that and they're like, right, oh shit, I need to. You know, there's a technique for this part. Got to keep still at this part. Like, and I think if everyone actually had the same mindset of like, nah, wilds are actually just when you just go to sleep. Here's the technique, fall asleep. Like,
yeah.
If that was the case.
Just, it's so funny. But at the same time, it's kind of strange to get to that sort of, that mindset.
I guess that's our best advice is don't ignore all that bullshit and just try and fall asleep. Like,
just ignore episodes 5 to 7.
Yeah, just ignore every episode of Get Lucid and don't ever listen to us again and just fall asleep for a while.
and don't have sex with donkeys.
No ass.
That is the key point of this episode.
Mate, if I ever make a t-shirt for this show or anything, I'm actually going to have ass to ass as like the
t-shirt. Don't do that.
T-shirt.
That is outrageous.
Well, I want to make a t-shirt with ass to ass. I'm sure people will buy that.
No one will buy that.
I'm just hoping. Or ass some squared. Some, ass
some
squared.
We'll buy it.
Or maybe a donkey will buy it.
Oh, you are disgusting.
Right, we got another question anyway. This one's from Natalie Carroll once again. Thank you very much for sending in the questions, people.
Yeah, we love the support.
How would you go about introducing the topic of lucid dreaming to people who have no idea what it is? Well, we've done this way.
Well, Joe, to be fair, there's two ways.
We could just tell them, or you could just start a whole podcast, you know.
Yeah, I mean, podcasts usually are the best way to tell people. That's what me and you have done. Start a podcast.
Not necessarily. There are loads of ways.
No, there's literally two ways to tell someone about lucid dreams.
What are you on about?
I'll tell you the two ways.
All right, go on.
No, there's two ways, right? The first way, you do what I did. You run into your group of mates. She's like, oh my goodness! Wait, do you know what a lucid dream is? I had one last night. Basically, I was in this dream, and I like a bang. I knew I was dreaming, and I saw like this weird like object, and I started flying. And it's just like, oh, do you want a drink? Oh, let's, oh, it's amazing. Second way, you go in casually, and you say, you try and do it tactile. You do it tactfully. So you'd be like, I had a bit of a weird dream last night. I was just like, you know, this happened, and I think I knew I was sort of in a dream. And then you say to them like, have you had any dreams recently? And they'll be like, I don't really think about dreams that often. And then you'd be like, well, I've heard about this thing called lucid dreaming, and it's sort of like knowing you're in a dream whilst you're in a dream.
Is all situational, because that is definitely not the only two ways that you can tell people.
They're the two ways.
I mean, you could for one, go, oh, let's watch a film together. Oh, Inception. Oh, yeah, you know this is real. What? Yeah, this is real. You can actually do this. I do it in my dreams all the time. You're a nutter. No, trust. Google it, and then people Google it. Bam. There's loads of ways to tell people. I think the best way to tell someone is to literally
rape them.
It's basically, I think everyone knows that what people are like. You know, for me and you, we can tell the difference between if someone's going to like the whoa, it's amazing, do this method, or the oh, have you ever heard of lucid dreaming method? Like, I know what you mean by
joking,
that. Like,
though. Like, our method of telling people things seems to be the best method, because literally, this is a bit off topic, but it proves, like, if you're just some crazy passionate person, we went on holiday in like Pavos, and we got literally like we made up stupid catchphrases when we're drunk.
Wait, which one? What, Pavos or Cos? Because I didn't go Pavos.
You know, we were just literally running around the whole island.
Oh, what, Cos? Yeah.
Biryani. Like, just a curry, a vegetable curry. We just said it for no reason except that we like the sound of that word. And I'm not joking. By the end of the holiday, I think we had half the island
saying biryani.
And they're just like, oh, it's them boys. It's the biryani boys. It's like, biryani. So you literally just, you can just be passionate about anything, and it sort of sparks a trend.
Oh, man, the funniest was, there was some people that absolutely hated us, though. Like, there was some that, obviously, loads of people really enjoyed, like, the biryani antics. But one woman, do you remember it? We went past her, and she was like, oh, I know you. You're those biryani boys. I fucking hate you. That was it.
And you go up to people and you'd be like, oh, yeah. And if they didn't love it, you'd just be like, oh, you're boring, love. You're a coma.
You're beige.
So I think that's the best way to tell anyone. Just completely destroy them. Just go up to them. Just bombard them.
Yeah, to be fair, I mean, it does depend on personality, because some people are very passive and can't. You know, can't get into it that much.
And be like, oh, mate, get on it. He'd be like, excuse me?
Well, we've done similar things.
I'd like to go up to Reverend's raving.
I probably would, actually. Reverend's, I think they could take that. I think it'd be quite funny.
I wonder what their sort of view on Lucy's
dream. I wouldn't do it to a potential employer. I wouldn't be like, oh, mate, yeah, Lucy. But I would probably...
It's like, you're fired.
You weren't even hired to begin with. Get out of here.
Don't do it to the interview, that's for sure.
There are loads of different ways to introduce the topic. I mean, the best way is just to talk about it. I think it's a bit. I know what Natalie means, though, because
it is an outrageous thing.
People think it's very shouldn't be talking about this thing. But really, all you're just saying is like, oh, did you have a dream last? People say this all the time. It's like, oh man, I had this weirdest dream last night.
Exactly.
You could literally just be like, oh, were you lucid in it? And they're like, what's that? It's like, oh, well, did you realise you're in the dream? No. So, oh, you know, you can do that. Like, it's actually a research thing. Like,
you can apply it to my method of taking a poo.
What?
You know how I explained lucid dreaming is sort of like the mentality of shitting at first. You don't realise you're shitting.
Oh, no, and then, yeah.
Yeah, so you can use that. You know, that's yours to take for the public, so anyone can use that.
So there you go. There's a few shitty methods to introduce people into lucid dreaming. And also, the best method of all, by far, is just telling them to listen to this kick-ass podcast.
Oh, that is cheeky. Self-promotion. It's like, you just literally give them a bit of paper that says, get lucid. You'll find it.
Oh, they'll find it. All they got to do is Google it. Bang. Then we'll tell them about it. In our dirty ways. So, yeah, it's probably not.
Yeah, again, we're sort of Marmite, though. Yeah, people will either love it or they'll just be absolutely disgusted.
Right, that's about it for the questions that we could probably read out. I mean, we did get a shitload, but a lot of them are like stuff that are either personal to people or that, you know, I've answered in depthly through email. But if you guys do have like some big questions that you feel that, you know, it would be cool to get a good answer from, do email me. I know we do sound like bumbling idiots, but I will write a...
I'm an intellectual.
Well, I'm just saying, we will write a competent answer back. We're not that stupid. We do try. So
I've got 7 GCSEs.
I've got 3. No, I've got more. I was just joking.
Brilliant.
Right. I thought we better talk about what's happening with the season 2, because...
Seasoning.
Yeah,
basically. Spicy season 2. I don't think people realise what's going to hit them.
Yeah, we've got shitloads planned. Basically, the podcast has blown up. We didn't think it would get anywhere near the following it has, so thank you to everyone. Like,
we literally love all the fans, especially the slags.
Smith was actually going to go out and shout out every single member of our Facebook group today. I was like, Smith, you can't do that.
Why not? It's never been done before.
Well, we might do it next week. You never know.
We'll do it when we haven't got anything to talk about.
Maybe we'll just do a whole episode of shout outs. Let's go for it.
None of us can remember a dream. We're like, right, this episode, we're just going to list out names.
I'll just say how cool you are. People love. Thank you everyone to following us in any way, shape or form. Anything you've said, you know, it's been awesome. So, but yeah, it's going to be our last episode for this season next week. Basically, we were going to end it this week because we didn't do an episode last week. We felt like we'd be shafting everyone. So we sort of thought, right, we'll do this episode. And then next week, you know, we might get a guest on and finish it off. So.
Polish it.
Basically what we've decided is, because we're so ridiculously busy right now, we are going to be for a few months, so we're going to finish the season out like I said next week.
We don't want to end on episode 13.
Well, I said that, but you were like, nah, it'd be good. Unlucky for some. I was like,
I know.
Yeah, I said unlucky, we might not come back.
Changed my mind.
So yeah. Excuse me. So hopefully
it's all right.
Next week we'll have our last episode, and that it should be a laugh. We might even get drunk.
I think
What do you reckon?
Should we get battered?
Yeah, I'm not for getting pissed up.
Should we get absolutely battered? Get loose and piss up.
Yeah, I reckon we should do it. Why not? Get it going. Might do. So but for next season, we've got loads planned. Like we said before, we've got a site in the works. That will be aligned with season 2 of Get Lucid. We're hoping to do video production, so you get to see our animated faces whilst we're chatting bullshit, basically. So hopefully we'll be able to do that. That'd be cool. And maybe even some live shows, you know, because our listeners have shot through the roof. Hopefully we'll have enough numbers so that we can do some live shows, get some live questions, maybe even have people call in, you know, and ask us some stuff, which would be awesome. I'm sure everyone, you know, will benefit from having people come on the show every week, really. So
that'll be awesome. Definitely, yeah.
Also, we're going to be working on some YouTube content as well, which we've got in the pipeline. So
these pipes are literally blocked.
Yeah, man. Too much toilet paper down them, and they're
literally going to have to get like a bottle of bleach to get all this stuff done.
Bit of Mr. Muscle, Mr. Muscle, sink and plug drainer. Just get rid of that shit.
And then it's going to blossom into a beautiful flower.
Yeah, it will. I'll be able to flush the toilet again, so...
Or it's just going
to
fall on its arse and we're just going to look like absolute Cheez-Its. That's right, I said it.
I am... we are asking everyone here, if you do have any cool suggestions, or, you know, we have had some suggestions and some critiques and stuff, so if you have anything to say about Get Lucid Season 2, you know, or you want to get involved, you know, you're good production, you're good at, you know, this and that, just literally email us at the usual email of getlucid.uk@hotmail.co.uk, and just say if you want to get involved, because we've had multiple emails from people saying they want to, and, you know, we will be thinking about it and taking people on and stuff, so, yeah, please... drop us a line and we'll see what we can do. So
drop it down.
Right, that's about it for this week then, Smith. Have you got any shout outs?
I do. Like the Lucidity Web Saga, these guys are awesome. We big them up every week. They're actually like struggling for money, because you know, they put all their money into their shows and like they make all the costumes and what they do is amazing. Like
it's not
I can't believe
do,
it, the show they create.
Talk, which is really easy.
Yeah, we just talk on a free internet based thing, so we don't cost it doesn't cost us anything.
No.
So but like these guys, they're putting all their money into it and like all their time, and I mean if you haven't watched the show yet, go watch it, and then if you watched it and loved it, you know, on their website they've got a small little donation thing.
Or buy a shirt, you know.
Yeah, or just help them out a little bit. I mean, it's like if you really liked it, and that would just do them a massive favour.
And also, they won some awards at their LA Web Fest that they attended, didn't they? Which
yeah, they did.
And they won outstanding direction, editing, and special
I'm
effects.
I'm so juiced for the next episode.
Yes, so am I.
So good.
Yes, such a great show. It should be huge. So, yeah, like Smith said, do donate. Have you got any other shout outs, Smith?
Cafe Rouge for the new menu. It's really good. So definitely check
that
out.
You know, do I shout out to my work for doing new stuff as well then?
What's
new polo shirts?
New light bulbs.
New polo shirts. Oh yeah. So
Cafe Rouge menu.
See, it's boring. It's boring.
No one wants a polo shirt.
Who wants a new menu at Cafe Rouge?
Hey, they've got some good meals on
there. Great microwavable meals.
I recommend the sirloin steak salad. And Juicy Webs, thanks for hosting the website design company. They're amazing guys.
Yeah.
And that's all my shout outs.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't really got any shout outs this week. I just sort of I've done a
you did a meet
shout outs. Yeah.
You just sat there looking really cool.
No, I had
loads of girls.
We just said about the Lucidity website, but we didn't even mention the website. It's iiiproductions.com. Check it out. If you enjoy it, like I said, donate. I'll just give the usual spiel. You can find us on Facebook this week, as usual. Get Lucid. Just search us. Please add us. It is like our favourite thing when people add us. I think out of everything, I'd rather people just add us on Facebook than download our podcast, to be honest.
What?
I well enjoy it. Well enjoy all the antics that go on Facebook. I think it's wicked. Like, we get loads of comments and stuff. It's awesome.
It is pretty cool.
As usual, you can see us on our blogspot at getlucidUK.blogspot.com. You can subscribe through our RSS feed there as well, so check that out. RSS feed.
What's that?
Oh, don't worry, you're just computer illiterate.
I took IT at school.
So you can check us out on iTunes, as usual. Please leave us a little star rating, that would be awesome.
And you used the little twat page.
I did try and use the twat page, but
that made me laugh so much.
What did I
put? What was it? The crab cut-off.
Oh, I can't remember what I said.
Sorry about the crab
cut-off. I am going to start making a conscious effort, especially throughout the off-season, shall we call it, to Twitter. And, you know, we'll use it as a little bit of intermediate means to chat to you guys. So, obviously, you can find us there at Get Lucid UK as well. And please, everyone, email us. We love it when we get any sort of content. It's awesome. And we will.
Even junk.
I try my hardest to email everyone, but obviously if I don't, then just email again and I'll do it, basically. So you can email us at getlucidUK@hotmail.co.uk. That's about it, Smith. Any last words, sir, before you get chopped?
Mm-hmm. I've got to go back to work now. It's going to be awful.
Oh, yeah.
I'm knackered.
Lovely. I'm juiced up. You've got to go back to work.
I've ended the podcast on my disappointing day.
Oh, yes.
Brilliant.
All right, then. Well,
see you later.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week for our final episode of Season 1 of Get Lucid. Sweet lucid dreams, everyone.